All right, Rabbi Shai, good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. First of all, our shiur this morning, we are the shiurim this month, are sponsored by Ayal and Sarah Steinberg in honor of the yahrzeit of Ayal's mother, Ilya Daphna Bas Yosef. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her neshama will have an aliyah in the family in Nechama. Thank you for the sponsorship. And the shiur today is sponsored by Robert and Lisa Lilienfeld in memory of Robert's mother, Madeline Lilienfeld, Migdal Bas Velvel on her yahrzeit, and by Ron Gartenhouse and family in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, Uri Lippa Ben Baruch Zichron Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah and the family's a Nechama. Shkoyach, and thank you for the sponsorship. So let's begin. A beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Dalid. I want to thank Yehuda for giving the shiur yesterday. And we're going to pick up from the top of Dalet Amud Dalet. Mamish, the first line. Minovan deva'ina zricha lishma. So let's remember again. So now we're going to talk today about lishma. Two different types of lishma. One, what we'll call a type of sacrificial lishma, the obligation to go ahead and offer up a carbon for a particular purpose. In other words, that if I'm offering up a shlamim, I have to have in mind that it's for a shlamim, so on and so forth. Then we're going to discuss lishma lebailim. The idea that when offering up a karban, one has to offer it up lishma for the particular owner upon whose behalf it's being offered. So minalan deba'ina zvicha lishma. So from where do we know, so the Gemara says, from where do we know that when one is offering a karban, one must have in mind that the karban is being offered for the particular type of karban. That if I'm offering up a shlamim, I have to have in mind when I'm doing the avoda that it's for shlamim. I'm going ahead and offering up an ola, I have to have in mind that it's for the sake of an ola. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, minalan deba'ina zvicha lishma lechatchila. From where are lechatchila? That when I shech the carbon, it has to be done l'shma. Domakra, because the pasuk says, v'im zevach shlamim karbono. The pasuk says, if it's a zevach shlamim, will be his carbon. Shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. So we'll say, interestingly enough, what the Gemara is darshaning over here is, the pasuk says, zevach shlamim. That word zevach is really extra. I could have just said im shlamim karbano. Im zevach shlamim, the Gemara is darshaning to mean that the zevach, the offering itself, must be l'shem shlamim. Must ultimately, again, be for the sake of the particular karban. So the Gemara says, v'dilma hainu shmaihu. Well, maybe not. Maybe zevach shlamim is just the way the Torah calls the karban. Or maybe that's just the name of the karban that the Torah calls it. Instead of just calling it a shlamim, the way the Torah refers to a sacrificial offering of a shlamim is a zevach shlamim. Midichsiv hamakriv es dam hashlamim, hazorik es dam hashlamim, velo ksiv zevach. So here's the difference. If indeed that's just the terminology by which the Torah refers to the shlamim, just calls the shlamim a zevach shlamim. If that's the case, then that phraseology should have been used every single time the Torah refers to the karban. But that is not the case. Under normal circumstances, the Torah just calls the shlamim a what? A shlamim. So why does the Torah choose to add in the word zevach over here? It must be for a drasha. What's the drasha, Rabosai? Shmamina. What do you learn from here? You learn from here that the actual slaughter itself must be for the sake of shlamim. So now we've just seen that halacha lemaisa, we've seen the source for the fact that when slaughtering the karban, one must have in mind, at least l'chatchila, the particular type of karban they're offering. Now for us, it's already a bit anticlimactic because we already saw from the Mishnah that me'ikar adin, if you don't have in mind for the particular carbon, what's the halacha? Right? The halacha is it works. Meaning we saw even better. We saw that even if one has in mind for a dramatically different type of carbon, the carbon is still good. The only exception is that what? It doesn't necessarily count towards the obligation of the owner. So again, we're talking l'chatchila though. That's why Rashi adds in that word l'chatchila. So the halacha is l'chatchila, when one shechts a carbon, one has to have in mind for the particular carbon they are shechting. Good. Ashkichan zvicha. So now we've established that for shchita, you should have in mind for the particular type of carbon that you're offering. Shara avodos minolon. How do I know about other avodos? Right? How do I know about other parts? You also remember again, one of the incredibly exciting parts, and kind of giving you coming attractions on this, is that my mom is going to go through karbanos step by step. It's part of the reason, we're amongst friends, so you could talk openly and honestly. Some of the reasons why we often tune out when it comes to Gemaras on Karbanos is for a very simple reason, which is what? We have no idea what we're talking about. Right? So when you have no idea what you're, generally people try to avoid subjects that they don't, most people try to avoid subjects they don't know what they're talking about. Some people have to gravitate towards those subjects, but that's a different discussion. So we'll say, so part of the reason why karbanos sometimes are just, we steal, because I don't know what it is. The incredible part about this mesecht is we're really going to get into the kishkas of the karbanos, right? And we're going to get to see the different processes. So right now, again, we're working our way through what we call, we'll call them the blood avodos, or the dam avodos. So now I understand shrita, slurring of the carbon, has to be done l'chatchila for the sake of the carbon. What about ashkechan zvicha, shar avodos minolan? What about the other parts of the service? Then we'll say, we'll discuss, we're going to go through what are the other parts of the service. How do I know that the other parts of the sacrificial service also shalachatchila be done l'shma? V'chi teima leilef mizvicha. Maybe you'll say, we learn it out ultimately again from shchita. Ma lezvicha shekein nifsala shalo l'shem ochlin. So we'll say, here's the difference. Here's the difference. The difference is, so maybe I'll say, just like zvicha, just like shchita has to be done l'shma, so too everything else in the carbon also has to be done l'shma. To which the Gemara says, well, here's the difference. Ma lezvicha shekein nifsala shalo l'shem ochlin bePesach. Shchita is a little bit different. Shchita has a unique halacha in that, what Rabbi was saying, in that the halacha is that if you shecht a karban Pesach for the intention of someone who does not have the ability to partake of the karban, then what's the halacha? The halacha is it invalidates the karban. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Poseles shalo l'shem ochlin bePesach. It's the first, it's the last of the wide lines on top of Rashi. Shem shachto l'shem ochlin kagon l'chola u'lezakin she'in yecholun l'echol kizayis pasol va'afilo hein bailov. D'chsev ish l'fi achlo achila b'kizayis u'shar avodos lo pasli shalo l'ochlin. So we'll say, what the Gemara just points out over here is, maybe you can't learn out the other avodos from achila. Why? Because, excuse me, from zvicha, from shchita. Because shchita does have a particularly unique chumrah. What's the chumrah, we'll say? By one particular carbon Pesach, this is actually very interesting. If you shecht a carbon Pesach, to have in mind for someone to partake of the carbon Pesach who is not fit to eat a kezayis of the carbon Pesach. For example, I'm shechting my carbon Pesach on behalf of the chabura, and one of the members of the chabura is an old, infirm person who can't eat a kezayis of carbon Pesach. What's the halacha, Rabbi Osayim? That invalidates the carbon. And again, we'll discuss why that is, but it's an incredibly dramatic shita. What the Gemara is just pointing out over here is, so shita itself has a unique chumrah associated with it. Because of that, perhaps it cannot be used to teach me that I need lishma by the other avodos. Ela amakra, throughout the, what does the pasuk say? Hamakriv es dam hashlamim. The pasuk says, he who goes ahead and offers up the blood of the shlamim. Shetehei Kabbalah l'shem shlamim. So we'll say, in this case, interestingly enough, so makriv is a reference to Kabbalah. And we'll say, what is Kabbalah? Kabbalah is the step after shchita. So the animal, the carbon is shechted, then what happens? The blood spurts out, right? So the blood is caught in a kli sharis, in a receptacle that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Kabbalah. That's called Kabbalah Sadam. So the pasuk says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim. So he will go ahead and receive. He will receive, it literally means he offers up, but this refers to Kabbalah. He will receive the blood of the Shlamim. Shetei Kabbalah l'shem Shlamim. Posey, what do we see from here? See, it says Dafka, that what does he have to do? It's Dafka Dam HaShlamim. So what's that? Dam HaShlamim, the Gemara's Darshing means what? That when you receive the blood, you should have in mind that what? L'shem Shlamim. L'shem Shlamim. So the Gemara says, V'lichtav Rachmana b'kabbalah le'lev shchita mina. So if that's the case, why not just write the lishma obligation by Kabbalah, by receiving the blood? And I could have learned that from there, that what? Just like Kabbalah has to be lishma, so too what? So too shchita has to be lishma. In other words, we're both saying, at some point in time, you have to ask yourself, why the Torah doesn't need to teach me the lishma concept by all the different parts of the sacrificial service. Teach me by one part, and I could extrapolate from there that I need the shema by all parts. So teach me that I need the shema by Kabbalah, and I can learn it out by shchita. To which the Gemara says, "V'leilef l'shchita mina mishum de'ika l'mifrach because there's a pircha ma'ale Kabbalah shekein psula bizar v'isha." But say, here's the difference. The difference is that Kabbalah. Remember, we'll see this. We're going to see this in greater depth. Shchita is k'shera bizar. Shchita of a carbon could be done by anyone. Shchita of the carbon does not have to be done by a kohen. Could be done by a zar non-kohen as well. Remember again, the halacha is that's only by shechita, right? When it comes to zrika, when it comes to kabbalah or the other forms, ultimately again, or the other parts of the karban, those cannot be done by a zar, by a non-kohen, or by isha. So we'll say, so because of that, again, I cannot necessarily go ahead and take Kabbalah and learn out other things from Kabbalah, because Kabbalah has chumras over, let's say, shechita. So ashkechon shechita v'kabbalah. So we'll say, so now here's what we've got. We understand now that shechita has to be done l'shma, Kabbalah has to be done l'shma. Zrika minalon. We'll say, what about the sprinkling of the blood? Right, from where do I know that that also has to be done l'shma? V'chi tema leilif mehani. So maybe you'll say, okay, not a problem. I can learn out zrika from what Rav say, from shechita, and from Kabbalah. So I mean, even if you want to say that shechita is unique because it could be done by anyone, Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood we already established, can only be done by a kohen. So if Kabbalah has to ultimately be done by a kohen and requires l'shma, then what? Then what? Then zrika. Also remember again, what's zrika? Zrika is the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. So where do I know that zrika has to be done l'shma as well? To which the Gemara says, "Malelef mehani." So learn it out from shechita and from Kabbalah. Malahani she came to unos tsafon. So we'll say v'yeshlan bechato sapnimios. So here we'll say that maybe zrika is a little bit different. Number one, because zrika only is done on the northern side of the Beis Hamikdash, and furthermore, again, it applies ultimately again in chatos hapnimios. Ultimately, again, with chatos offerings that are offered up on the inside of the Beis Hamikdash. Look at Rashi. V'yeshlan bechatos hapnimios aval zrikas mizbeach achitzon lespahu. Ultimately, again, I will say there is no sprinkling on what we call the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Again, we'll discuss what all of these particular details mean. The point the Gemara is making over here, I will say, is that what? Is that Zrika has unique chumras over Kabbalah and over Shechita, to which the Gemara says, Ela Amakra Hazorik Estam Hashlamim Shetei Zrika L'Shem Shlam. So if Rabbi say it's okay, we don't have to learn a Zrika from anywhere else because we have a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Hazorik Estam Hashlamim. So Rabbi say, what do you see? If you notice, by the way, every drush is pretty much the same. What do you see? What is the Torah doing? By every single step of the sacrificial process, the Torah is going out of its way to restate which word? Good. Shlamim. Right? Shlamim. Right? Every time, all time, it restates shlamim, 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 shlamim. I understand, what's about karma shlamim? Just tell me one time, introduce the concept with shlamim, and you don't need to keep on repeating the word over and over and over. The fact that it restates the word by every single step of the sacrificial process, it says shlamim by shechita, it says shlamim by kabbalah, it says shlamim by zrika, tells me that what, Rabbi Osai? Tells me that what? Has to be done the shema. Has to be done the shema. And again, even though normally I'd be tempted to say, well, don't keep repeating it, just let me learn out one step from the other. Obviously, we can't, because halacha lemaisa, what the Gemara is pointing out, is that each part of the sacrificial process has its own unique aspect to it. So therefore, again, by Zviga. Good. So again, the Gemara is asking, so okay, so why don't you just write the Lishma obligation by Zviga, and let me learn out everything else from Zviga. I'll learn out Shechita, Kabbalah from Zrika, to which the Gemara said, Mishum de'ika l'mifrach, because one could raise a pircha, ma l'zrika shekin chayiv alea zar misa. Well, I say, here's the difference. By Zrika, if a non-Kohen goes ahead and does Zrika, he's chayiv misa b'dishmai. Now, Boston, I know what you're thinking to yourself, but one second. Kabbalah, we just established before that what? Also has to be done by a Kohen. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Zrika zar chayiv alea misa. About shechita kshera bizar. So first of all, shechita we know lechatchila is even kosher with an non kohen. The kabbalah v'holocha apa pi shebsula bizar ein chayev ala misa kedarmina b'seder yuma. So we'll say, interestingly enough, as much as kabbalah, receiving of the blood, and holocha, the taking of the blood to the mizbeach, also have to be done with a kohen. If a non-kohen does it, he's not chayiv misa. Masha inkein zrika, the actual sprinkling on the mizbeach, if a non-kohen does it, there is a chayiv misa. So because zrika has this chumra of a chayiv misa, you can't learn out the din of lishma from zrika to the other forms of avodas. Sa'ashkechon kula. So we'll say, so now look what we've got. We're accomplishing a lot in a relatively short amount of time already. So I've established now shechita, kabbalah, zrika, all require lishma. Or require lishma. What about ashkechon kulu holocha minala? I will say, what about holocha? Now, halacha, interestingly enough, Rabbi Say is what? Kishmokinu. Halacha is the process after you receive the blood in the Kli Sharis. It is the process of walking the blood over to the Mizbeach to sprinkle it. So halacha is the process between Kabbalah and Zrika. So what about halacha? So maybe you'll say, okay, you could just learn halacha from everything else. So as Rabbi Say, the logic would dictate that what? If Kabbalah has to be Lishma, and if Zrika has to be Lishma, then what? Then Allah has to be Lishma. Why? Because again, it's the process right in between those two. So we're done. To which the Gemara says, well, not necessarily. I'll tell you why. Malakulhu shekein avoda shi efshar levatla. So we'll see, here's the difference. The difference is that Kabbalah, Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika, are indispensable parts of the sacrificial service. In other words, you need them as part of the karbanic service, and if you don't have it, ultimately, again, the karban is invalid. Tomar b'halacha, she'efshar levatla. We'll say, if you wanted to, you could technically negate the halacha. We'll say, how can you negate the halacha? By shechting the karban right next to the mizbeach. In other words, we'll say, halacha is it serves a utilitarian function. I shech the karban is there, I need to sprinkle the blood, there, I have to walk the blood over from point A to point B. But on a technical level, if you shechted the karban right next to the mizbeach, which you're supposed to remember again, so I'll bring it in one of these days. If you can imagine your image of the second Beis HaMikdash, so remember again, you have the mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer mizbeach, right next to the outer mizbeach, both with the rings. Those rings were the rings that, remember from our Yuma days, that lifted up, you pushed the animal on its side, the ring came down, clamped down on the head of the animal, and allowed for shechita to take place. Those rings are not far from the mizbeach, so technically speaking, you could do the shechita right next to the mizbeach and obviate the need for halacha altogether. So because of that, again, because halacha is not, quote-unquote, a necessity, therefore, by definition, it can't go ahead and be learned out from the other avodas. So where do you learn out that halacha has to be lishma as well? Elo amrkra v'hikri v'esakala mizbecha. Rather, the pasuk says, "You shall offer up everything on the mizbeach." Va'amar Mar, "Zu holachas evarim lekevesh." And Mar said that this refers mostly to what? To the walking of the limbs over to the ramp of the mizbeach. V'tanya v'krivu zu kabbalas adam. So before we go on, ultimately, again, the pasuk goes ahead and equates the process of holacha to the other processes as well, and tells you that the process of holacha also has to go ahead and. Also has to go ahead and be done the Shema. So the Gemara says, "V'tanya v'krivo, he will offer it up zukabala sadam." But this refers ultimately again to receiving the blood. V'apik rachmana b'lashon halacha. And the Torah, yet interestingly enough, even though it's called kabala sadam, so the Torah uses the lashon ultimately again of halacha, of transporting the blood. Lememra de halacha lo tafka michlal kabala. To teach you that halacha, Rabbi says, should not be removed from the general klal of kabala. And to teach you that what? Just as Kabbalah, just as the receiving of the blood has to be done l'shma, so too again holacha, the process of transporting the blood from point A to point B, also must be done l'shma. Good. So now, just understand what we've just done. So halacha l'maisa, what the Gemara has just proven is that at least l'chatchila, shechita, Kabbalah, holacha, zrika, all have to be done l'shma. Now we'll say, the l'shma we're talking about over here is what? The shame karban. For that one, when one does these four processes, one must have in mind the particular type of karban that is being offered up. Good. Ashkichon shinui kodesh. Shinui b'aleminah. So we'll say now what we've established is what we call shinui kodesh. We've established now that when offering up a karban and engaging in the various karbanic processes, that one has to have in mind for the particular type of karban. Shinui b'aleminah. How do I know, Rabbi Yossi, that when offering up a karban has to be offered up specifically for the intent of the particular owner, right? So meaning, if it's Reuven's karban, it really should be offered up l'chatchila with having Reuven in mind. So we've established now that everything has to be done l'shem, the particular type of karban. How do I know now l'chatchila, it also has to be done ultimately again for the sake of the particular owner? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, shinui b'ayli minala, shetach l'shokhto, Almanashi is kapru bo bailov. Veloshi is kapru bo achar. So Rashi says over here, we'll say, it's not just having the particular owner in mind, but rather it's having in mind that the particular owner should achieve atonement through this particular karban, and not that someone else should achieve atonement. So where do I know that from, we'll say? Amra pinchas b'ri diravami, amra kra, ubasar zevach todas shlamav. So the pasuk says, literally again, the meat, zevach todas shlamav, of the zevach is a carbon, todas shlamav, the todas, that's the shlamim. Shetei zvicha, l'shem todas. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the way the Gemara dashes this pasuk, remember again, that word zevach, which we saw beforehand also, is really extra. So the Gemara dashes over here, basar zevach todas shlamav means what? Zevach doesn't just mean a carbon, rather zevach means shchita. Shetei zvicha, l'shem todas. When offering up the carbon should be offered up for the purpose, express purpose of a toda. Now, we'll say, now what is that teaching me? Seemingly, that's teaching me l'shem carbon, right? Seemingly, that's teaching me that when offering up a carbon, one has to offer it up specifically for the particular type of carbon. We'll say, but again, remember, we've already learned that. I already have a limud for that. We just established that before. So the Gemara says, it's okay. And eino inyan l'shinui kodesh, then afkelan mehasam. If I don't need this phrase to teach me that a carbon should be offered ideally for the particular type of carbon in question, because we already learned that earlier from a different pasuk, Tineu inyan l'shinui bailin. Use the pasuk ultimately what? To teach me the halacha that the carbon must be offered up for the express purpose of achieving atonement for the particular owner. To which the Gemara says, "V'hai l'hach yudasa." But does this pasuk come to teach us? What says "shinui bailim"? Because the Gemara calls it "shinui bailim." But what the phrase actually "shinui bailim" means, that I have to have in mind, I shouldn't have in mind for a different owner. I should have in mind to be mechaper for the particular owner of that carbon. So the Gemara said, "But one second, that pasuk comes to teach us something else." So "v'hai l'hach yudasa hami bailim l'chidisanya." I need that pasuk to teach you the following halacha. What's the halacha about saying "ubasar zevach todas shlamav"? So the phrase says, "Basar zevach todas shlamav." Abachan and Omri Shon Rabbi Eliezer ba lilamit. What does it come to teach us? Todas sheshachta l'shem shlamim ksheira. It will say if you offer up a todah offering. Remember again, the todah offering is the very unique Thanksgiving carbon. If a person ultimately again is saved from some type of life-threatening situation or inherently dangerous situation, person brings the carbon todah. So Shabbat says, what do you learn from that pasuk? It teaches us that if a person goes ahead and shechted the carbon, the todah, l'shem shlamim, or well, so let's say when shechting it, I didn't have in mind for a todah, had in mind for a shlamim, that the carbon is still kosher. Shlamim sheshachton l'shem todah psula. But if we will say, if one was shechting a shlamim, and they had in mind that the shlamim should be a todah, then ultimately again, the carbon is pasul. To which the Gemara says, well, ma hefrish bein zeh lezeh. We'll say, why is it that if I go ahead and I shech the todah l'shem shlamim, that the carbon is kosher, but if I, the todah l'shem shlamim, right? If I go ahead and I, yeah, if I shech the todah l'shem shlamim, it's kasher. If I shech the shlam l'shem todah, it's pasul. But say, why is that? Very simple. Todah, kriya shlamim. Because I will say, ultimately, again, the todah itself is referred to as the shlamim. I will say, where do we see that the todah is referred to as the shlamim? That's the pasuk. Ubasar zevach todas shlamav. The todah is referred to as shlamim. Therefore, again, if I shech the todah with the intention, with the kavana for a shlamim, it works. Then shlamim kruya todah. But a carbon shlamim, we'll say, is not called a todah. Therefore, if you shech the shlamim for the sake of a todah, it doesn't work. So we'll say, so the point over here is, the Gemara is using this pasuk of ubasar zevach todas shlamav to teach me that a carbon has to be offered up for the sake of for the atonement of the particular owner. The Gemara says, but one second, we use that pasuk to teach us something else, which is what? That a todah offered for the sake of a shlamim works, but a shlamim offered for the sake of a todah doesn't work. So the pasuk is not free for the drasha you want to use it for. To which the Gemara says, no. Ana mizavach kaminam. The word we're actually utilizing for this drasha is the word zevach. Is the word zevach. That's the word we're utilizing for the drasha. See, we'll say, the other drasha of shlamim todah is utilizing the phrase of todas shlamav, the linkage between todah and shlamim. We're actually going ahead and focusing on the word zevach, that the carbon has to be his carbon. The carbon shall be offered up for the particular owner, to which the Gemara says, imkein, nichtov kra, ubasar todas shlamav zevach. If that's the case, ultimately, again, the pasuk should have phrased it differently. Let it say, ubasar todas shlamav zevach. My zevach, why is zevach placed there in the middle? Shma min atarti. But I'll say, ultimately, again, it teaches us two things. Number one, ultimately, again, we'll say, actually, Rashi points out over here, there's another halacha that's being taught that we're going to come back to on Amud Beis a bit more, but say, which is that from zevach, we also learn that the carbon todah has a particular window of consumption. that the halacha is that it could only be eaten for a certain amount of time. What we will see is we actually learn out two halachas from this word zevach. Halacha number one is that there is a particular window of consumption, but halacha number two, which is the one that's more important for us right now, is that the carbon has to be offered up l'shem bailim for the sake of the particular owner. So we'll say, so now what we've just established is Hashem, halacha l'maisa, point number one, bless you, shechita has to be done l'shem bailim. Shechita has to be done ultimately again for the sake of the particular odor. Ashkechan zvicha sharvalos minalon. We've established now that shechita has to be done for the sake of the particular owner. What about the other parts of the carbonic service? V'chitema leilif mizvicha. So maybe you'll say, okay, learn it out from shechita. Just like shechita has to be done l'shem bailim, so too the other forms of avoda also have to be done l'shem bailim. To which the Gemara says no. I'll tell you why the Gemara says mal shchita, mal zvicha, shekein posa shloshim ochlim bePesach. So we'll say, remember again, shchita has its own unique chumra. We'll say, what's the unique chumra of shchita? The unique chumra of shchita is by Karban Pesach. We'll say, what's the halacha by Karban Pesach? By Karban Pesach, if you end up shechting the karban for the sake of someone who does not have the ability to eat of the karban, then Rabbi says, what does that do? It invalidates the shechit in its entirety, which is an incredible halacha. Incredible halacha. Again, not our topic now, but what it does for us, Rabbi says, tells us that shechita has a unique, stringent peculiarity. So because of that, it cannot be used as the source for other halachas. So even though we've established that halacha l'maisa, the shechita, should be done for the sake of the particular owner, I can't learn out the other parts of the service from shechita. So where do I learn it out from? To which the Gemara says, ne'emra zvicha b'shinui kodesh, ve'ne'emra zvicha b'shinui bailim. Ah, so also the Gemara does something very interesting. It says the word zvicha also b'shinui kodesh, which means, it says the word zvicha, when the Torah teaches me that the carbon should be slaughtered for the sake of the particular carbon, and it says over here, it says the word zvicha, when the Torah teaches me the halacha, that the carbon should be offered up on behalf of the particular owner. Just like in Shinui Kodesh, just like beforehand, we've established that just like shechita has to be done for the sake of the particular carbon, so too the other avodos have to be done for the sake of the particular carbon. So too over here as well. Af zvicha mura b'shinui bailim, lo tachlok bohen bein zvicha l'shar avodos. So we'll say, again, what the Gemara is essentially doing is comparing the two forms of lishma. If we've already established that halacha l'maisa, when it comes to lishma of the type of karban, we've already established that shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, all should be done for the sake of the particular karban, then what do I say? Once I establish that shechita should be done for the sake of the particular owner, logic dictates that what? That the other avodos as well, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, should be done for the sake of the owner as well. To which the Gemara says, well, ikala mifrach, one could raise a question on this comparison, malishinui kodesh, shekein psula begufa. Well, so the Gemara is actually going to raise a couple questions. Okay, raise a couple of questions with this comparison. So what the Gemara just tried to do is just try to compare what we call the shma of the carbon to the shma of the bailim, and to say just like you need the shma of the carbon, you should do it for the particular sake of the carbon, and all of the four types of avoda, shechita, kabbalah, hulacha, zrika, so too again, when it comes to the shem bailim, for the sake of the particular owner, once you've established that the shechita has to be done for the sake of the particular owner, then what? All of the other avodos should be done for the sake of the particular owner as well. To which the Gemara says, just understand that comparison between the shema of what we call the shema of the karban and the shema of the bailim has a couple of problems with it. What's the problem? Number one, malishinui kodesh shekein psula begufa. So we'll say, first of all, shinui kodesh, we'll say, which means what? The lishma of the karban, not having in mind for the sake of the particular karban in question, we'll say, is what we call the psula begufa. If I'm offering up a shlamim, and instead I have in mind for an ola, so we'll say, that's a psul in the inherent character of the karban. Next, V'yesh, as opposed to, let's say, shinui bailim, which may not be. V'yeshno ba'arba avodos. Furthermore, again, we established that shinui kol shabosei applies to all the four different types of avoda, i.e. shchita, kabbalah, holocha, zriga. V'yeshno la'achar misa. Now, boss, is actually very interesting. It applies ultimately after the death of the owner as well. Now, if you look at Rashi, second to last line, v'yeshno la'achar misa, hamafrish karbana umeis. If somebody sets aside a karban, and he dies, the owner dies, before he has the opportunity to bring it. V'hayoresh makrivo, and now the inheritor of the deceased individual is going to bring the karban. Shayach bo shinui kodesh. So we'll say the inheritor has the ability ultimately to go ahead and potentially erroneously change the kavanah for which the karban is offered. He could have in mind to have it, it was supposed to be a shlamim, he could have in mind to make it into an ola. Aval shinui bailim shari mesu bailim. But again, there is no possibility of shinui bailim after the death of the owner. Next, v'yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid. And furthermore, again, I will say, so shinui karban can happen with a communal offering, whereas shinui bailim cannot. Why could shinui bailim not happen with a communal offering? Because Rashi points out, everybody owns that particular karban. So what the Gemara is just doing is, you're trying to compare shinui karban or shinui bailim to shinui karban, and say the same way that all of the four types of service, sacrificial service, require the shema by the karban, so too they require the shema by the owners. All the Gemara is just saying is, the comparison is fraught with complications. Amud Beis Avosai, the Afagav the Tati Lav Dafka, and even though again two out of these four objections are not really valid, Tarti Miha Dafka. Ultimately, again, two of them are valid. So we'll say we'll discuss which ones are valid, which ones aren't valid. Maishna Shinui Bailim Dela Havi Psulo Begufo. So we'll say let's analyze this. One of the things the Gemara said was that Shinui Karban, if a person goes ahead and, let's say he's offering up a shlamim, but he has in mind that it should be an ola. So I'll say, the Gemara says, that's a psul begufa. The problem is, that's a problem with the inherent character of the karban. Suggesting that shinui bailim, that having in mind the wrong owners for the karban, is not an inherent flaw in the karban. To which the Gemara says, maishna shinui bailim dolo havi psula begufo. Why is it that if you have a change of kavana for the owner, it's not considered to be an inherent character flaw in the karban? Machshava ba'alma, because all it is a thought. Shinui kodesh nami machshava ba'amu. I don't understand. Well, I say everything we're dealing with over here is what? Is all thoughts, right? All of this has to do with kavanas. Ella, kevan da achshava psula. Hachanami kevan da achshava psula. I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that an erroneous thought or a mistaken thought has the ability to invalidate the carbon by shinui kodesh, by attributing to it to the wrong designation, so let's say the wrong thought about the wrong owners should also go ahead and invalidate. In other words, it's the same flaw, which is a flaw in kavana. One is just a kavana for the type of carbon. One is a kavana for the owner. And I'll say, according to Rav Pinchas bar Mari, so again, we'll discuss this shita, who says, yesh shinui bailim achar misa, which means what? That even after, let's say Reuven set aside a shlamim, Reuven dies, oh, let's keep it simpler, Yaakov set aside a shlamim, Yaakov dies, he has a son by the name of Reuven. Reuven inherits his father, and along with the estate that he inherits what? A karban, right? So we'll say now, what's going to happen? Reuven goes and offers up the karban. So we just said before, there's no shinui bailim achar misa. There's no such thing as changing the kavanas for the owner after the death of the owner because the owner's dead. Rav Pinchas ben Mari says, no, you could have shinui bailim even after the death of the owner. We'll discuss how that is. So the Gemara says, Rav Pinchas ben Mari, Rav Mari, the Amar Yeshinui bailim achar misa, tarti mia ikal mifrach. So we'll say, even if you take these two things off the table, even if you take Yeshinu la'achar misa off the table, and you take about, ultimately, again, that both are psula machshava off the table, there are still two other objections to this compassion. Well, so let's keep our eye on the ball. Remember, what are we trying to do over here? I know, it's not like an existential question. What are you trying to do over here? Which, here's what we've established. We've established that halacha la'maisa, all four parts of the korbanic process, of shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, all the chatchila have to be done, the chatchila, the shame for the particular sake of the carbon being offered. Okay? Now, that's part one. Part two, now we transition to what we call the shame bailim. That when offering up a carbon, one should have in mind the actual owner upon whose behalf it is being offered. We established that concept applies by shchita. We're trying not to apply it to what? to the other three, to Kabbalah, to Halacha, to Zrika. The Gemara says, I have a simple way to do this. Let's just compare the Lishma of by Bailin to Lishma of Karban. Just like Karban applies to all, Lishma of Karban applies to all four steps, so the Lishma of Bailin applies to all four steps as well. All the Gemara just said is that comparison is not glat, right? That comparison is fraught with certain complications. The Gemara raised four complications, and now the Gemara says, even if you take two off the table, because not everybody agrees with them, there are still two objections ultimately against that comparison. I will say, and the objections themselves have to do with the fact that they're really not necessarily comparable. They still are two shinu, meaning Lishma of Bailim and Lishma of Karban are two separate entities. To which the Gemara says, Ela Amra Vashi Amakra. So we'll say the Gemara says, all right, fine. So now if we can't learn out Lishma of Bailim from the Lishma of the Karban, let's try to learn out from a Pasuk. So what does the Pasuk say? Benir Tzalo L'Chaper Alav. So we'll say the Pasuk says that the Karban will be accepted to him or for him, L'Chaper Alav, to atone for him. What do we learn from there? Alav V'lo Al Chavero. We'll say it teaches me that what? That the Kapara should be affected for who? For the owner and not for his friend. So I'll say, so that seems to be pretty clear. That's what? That Allah Lamaisa, a carbon lechatchila requires the shema of the bailin. Lechatchila has to be offered up for the sake of the particular owner. So this is 1 second. But is that what that pasuk comes to teach us? That pasuk comes to teach us another halacha. To which the Gemara says, Hi, mi bailin lechidisanyo. I need that for another halacha. What's the other halacha? Venir tzolo lechaper alav. Because what's the learning of the Raisa? The pasuk says, right, it should be accepted for him to atone for him. Rabbi Shimon Omer es sha'alav chayev ba'achar yuso ve'es she'inu alav enu chayev ba'achar yuso. But there's another fascinating halacha which is learned out from Rabbi Shimon says es sha'alav, that which is upon you, you have an achrayis for. That which is not upon you, you don't have an achrayis. So suppose, say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says es sha'alav kegon neder da'amar hare alai ola. Chayev b'achar yuso. So suppose it's actually very interesting. If a person says, Hare alai ola, I hereby take an obligation to bring, I make a neder, I make a vow. Well, so when you say Hare alai, so the obligation is upon the individual, which means what? Let's say I say Hare alai karban, and I go ahead and I separate out a sheep. And then Nebuch, what happens? The sheep dies. We'll say, what's talacha? The halacha is, I still have to bring the karban. Why? Because I said Hare alai, the obligation is on me. As opposed to what? If I say Hare Zu Karban, that animal is a Karban, and Nebuch, the animal expires, and they both say, what's the halacha? The halacha is, I'm done. So the Gemara says, you can't use this pasuk to teach me that a Karban has to be offered up with Shem Bailin. This pasuk teaches me a different halacha, which is what? V'nir Tzalo L'Chaper Alav. That if you took the obligation upon yourself, then you have an achrayis. Even if the animal you set aside dies, you still have to satisfy your obligation with another animal. Masha'in kein, if you didn't take the achrayis upon yourself, but rather you place the achrayis where? Upon the animal. If the animal dies, then you no longer have an obligation. Esha'alav chay b'achri yuso. So if you framed the obligation upon yourself, you said, Hare alai, then even if the animal you designated dies, you still have to bring another animal. Versus ve'eshein rolav. So also ve'eshein rolav means if a person says, Hare zu ola, right, this animal should be an ola. Then what happens? If you designate the animal dies, then what? You are freed from further obligation. What's the reason for this? Kevan damar alai, kimanditon lea kasvei dami. Because also when you say alai, it's as if what? You are carrying the obligation upon your shoulders. To which the Gemara says, Ravashi, may venir tzalo l'chaper kamar. Well, so Ravashi is learning it out. You see, this drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, or this drasha of Rabbi Shimon, is learned out from the word alav. Ultimately, again, Rav Ashi is learning it out from the first phrase of Benirtsa Lo. So again, really two different drushas in the same pasuk. So the Alav Lechaper Alav teaches me that if I took the obligation upon myself, then what? Even if the animal I designated died, I have to bring a replacement karban. Whereas Rav Ashi is learning out from the first part of the pasuk of v'nirtza lo, and v'nirtza lo means what? That the karban has to be offered for the sake of the particular owner. Good. Ashkechan zvicha uzrika. Now we've established is what? That the slaughtering, the shechita, and the zvicha, the sprinkling of the blood, both have to be done l'chatchila for the sake of the particular owner. Kabbalah minalan. Rabbi say, how do we know that the receiving of the blood has to be done l'shma? V'chitim aleilef mizvicha uzrika. Maybe I'll say, Rabbi say, that I'll learn it out. I'll learn out Kabbalah, ultimately again, from zvicha and zrika. Mal zvicha uzrika shekin avodah shechayavan aleh b'chutz. Rabbi say, here's the difference. If a person does zvicha or zrika outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one is chayev for that. If one does Kabbalah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, technically speaking, one is not chayev for that. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Asya me'el Nazir. So rather says the Gemara, we can learn it out from the ram offering of the Nazir. What does it say? So the pasuk over here, the Gemara quotes, Ve'es ha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim. So we'll say the ayil will be done as a zevach shlamim, shetehei, Asiyasa l'shem shlamim. We'll say, what do you see from here? Torah goes out of its way to say that the ayil of the nazir has to be done for the sake of a shlamim. Then we'll say, so what is that seemingly teaching me? That's teaching me that the carbon has to be done the shma for the sake of the particular carbon. Now we'll say, I don't need the Torah to teach me that. Why? Because we've learned that already from a different pasuk. So the Gemara says, "V'im eno inyan l'shino yikodesh, denafkale mihasam." If I don't need this pasuk to teach me that the carbon has to be offered up l'shma, because you already learned this out from an earlier source, "Tineyo l'shino yibaylim." Ultimately, use it for what? Use it to teach me that the carbon has to be offered up for the sake of the particular owner. Amar Ravacha bar Avul Rava, "Ema ya'as sekla." So let's listen to this. So Ravacha bar Rava says as follows. He breaks out the pasuk like this: "Ema." Ya'aseh klal, or sorry, the word ya'aseh is a klal, a general statement. Zevach prat, the word zevach bosai is a specific term. Klalu prat, therefore again the pasuk is a klalu prat. Ein bechlal alamasha beprat. And bosai in general we say when a klalu prat, ein bechlal alamasha prat, that the prat comes to define the klal. So the Gemara says, ein bechlal alamasha beprat. Zvicha in midyach bin alo. We'll say all I can learn out from that is what? Is that shechita has to be done for the sake of the owner, but I can't necessarily extrapolate from that anything else. To which the Gemara says, Iksiv ya'aseh shlamim zevach kid ka'amrit. If the pasuk would have written it ya'aseh shlamim zevach, then I would agree with what you said. Hashda dechsev ya'aseh zevach shlamim. We'll say now the word zevach is inserted there in the middle. Havadle klal she'eno male. Ultimately, again, we'll say this is what we call, it's actually fascinating. This is what's called an incomplete klal. What is incomplete? See, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is the word zevach is extraneous and interrupts the general statement of shlamim. So this is what we call a klal she'eino maleh. V'chol klal she'eino maleh, any time the klal is not complete, i.e. it's interrupted, so ein danin oso b'chlal uprat. Ultimately, again, you cannot use it to frame a klal uprat principle. Ravina Amar, no. The Olam Dunin. Nope, not true. You can make the Klalu Prat. V'la Hashem Chazar V'Kala. I will say that word, V'la Hashem, ultimately again, adds in an additional Klal. And therefore what? Amar Li Rav Acham Idifti Ravina, V'halo Dami Klalu Kamala Klalu Basra. But one second, I will say, if that's the case, that it's a Klalu Pratu Klal, generally again, we say that the two bookend Klals have to mirror each other in some degree. In this case, the second Klal does not mirror the first. To which the Gemara says, "Lo dami klala kama klala basra, klala kama mar ba'asios v'sulo." The first klal ultimately again comes to include other forms of sacrificial service, klala basra, kol la'Hashem, v'afilu shvichas shirayim v'aktara semurin. The second klal seems to say that what every single part of the karbanic service has to be done for the sake of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even the spilling out of the leftover bloods and of the leftover blood and the burning of the leftover limbs. Hatran de Rabbi Shmuel, but Klali Uprati Darshi Kiagavna. So what have we learned? So Hatran de Rabbi Shmuel and the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they said that in fact they do Darshan a Klalu Prat even in this way. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, the pasuk becomes a Klalu Pratu Klal, Ia Tadein Ela Keina Prat. So also in the case of klal uprat to klal, so ultimately again the klal is modified by the prat. Ma prat mufurash avoda uba inanishma. Just like we'll say, the prat in the pasuk is a form of sacrificial service and must be done for the sake of the owners. Af kol avoda uba inanishma. So do us, what do we learn from there? Every single part of the sacrificial service also has to be done for the sake of the particular owner. But one second, I can see that the Prat will say refers specifically to a form of avoda for which you are chayiv if you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Af kol avoda v'chayiv 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 v'chayi any type of avoda for which one will be chayiv if they do it, did it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, shchita uzrika in. If that's the case, then shchita and zrika, which again cannot be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what requires lishma. Kabbalah b'holocha lo, but kabbalah and halocha maybe not. Inami, the other possibility is ma prat mefurash davar haton safon. The Yeshna Bechatos Apanimios, was it just as the Prat is referring to something that is done on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash? And what? Is Shayach to what we call the inner Chatos offerings? Then ultimately, again, maybe the very well say the principle of the Shema only applies to things that are done on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash, and furthermore, again, are Shayach to the inner Chatos. Shchita veKabbalah in Zrika lo. If that's the case, again, it's only going to apply to Shchita and Kabbalah and not Zrika. Ika lemeimar hachi, the Ika lemeimar hachi. Because ultimately, again, the Klal Prat to Klal could be understood in both ways. Therefore, again, Shkulin Hain, the Avo Shneyan. The Limud and Avo say are both equally valid, and therefore, again, are both equally correct. Lishnachrina, Chada vechada teiku b'milsa. Also, the other possibility, the other lashon over here is that Chada vechada teiku, both halachas stand and ultimately again endure. Ibai sema, zrika midrav ashi nafka. Also, the other possibility is that perhaps the obligation of zrika lishma is ultimately learned out by Rav Ashi. So, also, bottom line is that halacha lemaisa, the Gemara just learned that from both of these klalu prat, that drashas, that halacha lemaisa, all parts of the Karbanic service require ultimately, again, a lishma of the Balar. But also, I understand, of course, we're talking in the realm of Lachatrila. This is the realm of Lachatrila. Bidi Evet, if one didn't have lishma for the Balar, we already saw from the first Mishnah and the Masechta, that halacha lemaisa, again, the carbon is still kosher. Ashkichan, let's say, just do two more lines. Ashkichan el nazir, I el nazir. Shashlam nazir. So I'll say, I now know that what? That there needs to be a lishma of the bailim, right? It has to be done for the sake of a particular owner by the isle, by the ram of the nazir, because that's the pasuk we're learning from. Shar shlamim, I don't know about other karbanos, other shlamim. V'chitema nelef me'el nazir. Male el nazir shekin yeshimon dam machirim. So maybe you'll say, learn out other shlamim from el nazir. Here's the problem, we'll say. El Nazir, ultimately, again, there's a chatos and an ola that comes along with that ayil. So maybe, again, that's dafka, the case where you need the Shema. Imke nichtov shlameh. My shlamim, l'rabos kol shlamim. But I'll say, ultimately, again, why does the Torah use the word shlamim to teach me that this halacha of the Shema applies to all shlamim? Ashkechon shlamim, shar kodshim inel. So I'll say, now I know that what? All shlamim offerings require a lishma by the bailim. All shlamim offerings must be offered up for the sake of their particular owners. What about other karbanos? V'chitem and neilif mishlamim mal shlamim. So maybe you'll say learn out from shlamim mal shlamim shkein tunin smicha unisachem utunufos chazei v'shok. So we'll say again by shlamim. Shlamim has unique halachas. It requires smicha, leaning on the animal, nisachem, libations, tunufas chazei v'shok, a waving of the chest and the thigh. Ela amakra. Zos Torahs, Zos HaTorah li'ula, l'mincha, l'chatos, u'la'ashim, v'la'miluim, u'la'zevach ha'shlamim. Hikisav ha'kasav l'shlamim. Ma'shlamim bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui bailim, bein l'shma. We'll say just as shlamim require a l'shma, both for this particular type of carbon, as well as for the particular owners. Af kol bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui bailim, bein l'shma. So we'll say, Sa'aloch l'maisav, the sugi ends off by saying that essentially we learn out from shlamim. Just like shlamim, ultimately we've established, requires a lishma, both in terms of the type of carbon as well as by the owner. So too, again, all other karbanos require a lishma by the type of carbon and by the owners as well. So we'll say, so bottom line, we'll stop over here for today. But halacha lemaisa, we have successfully proven, we'll say in the course of 50 minutes, what a journey in 50 minutes, right? 49 minutes, well, not 50 minutes. So we'll say, so again, what an incredible, incredible thing. We've proven that, again, lechatchila, one requires lishma for the particular type of karban, by every form of what we call every part of the blood service, the matnas damim, by shchita, by kabbalah, by holocha, by zrika, you require lechatchila that you have to have in mind for the particular sake of the karban, and also that one should have in mind ultimately again for the particular owner as well. One has to have in mind the lishma by the karban, lishma by the bailim, by each of the four steps of the sacrificial service. So it says shkaya. A mazel tov to Dr. Lussman on the occasion of the marriage of his granddaughter last night, and that he's at shir the next morning. I don't want to give mussar to anyone, but whatever your excuse is, it's not going to be better than it. Oh, welcome, Baruch Hashem, to Jeremy, who's joining us from Eretz Yisrael. Baruch haba, mazel tov, mazel tov.
Only